Miles Simmons here at the 2018 NFL Combine with NFL Network's Charles Davis. And Charles, first thing I want to ask you is, what were your impressions of the 2017 Rams season, the first under Sean McVay?
Could not have been more impressed. There's a little bit of a surprise in terms of the overall record. Didn't expect that. Knew that they would be improved. That didn't surprise me at all. Sean was hired for so many different reasons. But let's be honest about it. That quarterback had to be coached and had to be coached better. And Sean and Matt LaFleur and the rest of that crew, they did a fantastic job doing that. The defense you knew had been there, but they needed some motivation. They needed an offense now that could help them. And when you go from averaging 14 points a game to, what, 32 points per game or close to that, that's just off the charts improvement. I was fortunate enough to be part of the broadcast crew that did the second Seattle game in Seattle that felt like at the time, a changing of the guard type of a game. And I remember our crew talking the night before, because we always say, what do we think? And I said, if it wasn't Seattle, I expect LA to jump on. But I had to give Seattle the respect they deserve. They're the Seattle Seahawks. But they were hurt. They were beat up. Bobby Wagner tried to plant a bad hammy. And you guys got after them in a hurry. And I thought, this team has a chance to be really good for a long time. The playoff game was an eye-opener for them, and it's something to build off of now. But, boy, what a season. I think, it exceeded every expectation up there.
All right, so now how do you think the Rams have to build upon that? I was looking at your first mock draft. You gave them Isaiah Oliver, cornerback out of Colorado. What would make him a fit with Wade Phillips' scheme?
The ability to go out and get into someone's face and play. The ability to tackle in space, because that is important, especially in today's game. A toughness element to him. You know, and now they're starting to get a little bit of a recognition of kind of a place where you go and get corners. We're starting to get more and more of those guys in the league. So Wade will do some things with guys up front and say, guys, go cover some people. Here's an opportunity. And that's why it kind of fits there. So we'll see how the Rams decide to go about things. Free agency still has to happen, so they may make some fill-ins there. We'll see, but it's the first mock draft. We'll see how the rest of it goes.
Absolutely. Any other place where you think the Rams could stand to maybe build a little bit of depth through this draft?
Well, I think that, you know, Andrew Whitworth was phenomenal. Let's just go ahead and call it as it is. But he's also 30.
He's getting up there. He's in his mid-30s, okay. 35, 36.
So you just have to plan for these things. Now, if you get a chance as we get into the draft to find a future tackle, right, offensive lineman that you can train, that doesn't have to go out there and go into the fire early, that's a good spot to go. I think that offensive line, John Sullivan gave you a great year at center, but he battled back from injuries in order to do that. So I think the interior line is still a place that they'll continue to go and look, because you got to keep that young quarterback upright. I don't care how you cut it, because when you do, he's awfully good.
All right, well, Charles, thank you so much for your insight. We appreciate it. And fans, for more coverage of the 2018 Combine, keep it locked right here on therams.com.